As legislators walked into the General Assembly for the first day of this year's short session, protesters, including a group of women called the Raging Grannies, were ready to greet them.
You don't represent the people. No, you don't represent the people.
Supporters then banged on pots and pans to show their opposition to the policies of the Republican-led legislature. Meanwhile, down the street at the administration building, the governor's staff was getting ready for a news conference to announce McCrory's budget proposal. The governor says his office started preparing for this back in December when he asked departments to cut their budgets by 2%.
We've had to make some very, very difficult decisions, which we think will have an positive impact on the future. This budget proposal has already been shared with top budget legislators in both the House and the Senate, and therefore nothing in our budget should come as a surprise.
Some of the governor's suggestions weren't surprising, given the fact that his office had already released a plan to raise teacher pay.
In our budget, our base pay proposal will be kept in there and will ensure that no state-funded teacher will make less than $35,000 within the next 2 years.
In addition, McCrory said there's an average 2% raise for all teachers and a $1,000 raise in benefit increase for state employees. The governor's plan prioritizes coal ash spill cleanup and prevention, with 19 new positions and additional equipment pledged to oversee coal ash ponds. The plan would add $50 million to the state's rainy day fund, and it pledges $3.6 million more dollars to expand pre-K programs. But it would cut $49 million from the university system. State Budget Director Art Pope explained the reduction.
It's a $49 million from what was originally budgeted this coming year. About $7 million of that, for example, is decrease in funding for the universities because their enrollment is going down, plain and simple.
But Democrats are skeptical about the governor's budget, especially with a projected $454 million shortfall looming. Senator Josh Stein is one of them. He says past tax cuts to education and changes to the tax code have created a big problem.
We're one of the only states in the entire country that has a budget shortfall, $450 million budget shortfall. And they've created this crisis themselves through their choices, and now they know there's a political imperative to pay teachers because we absolutely as a state need to do it. And what they've got at 2% is too little, too late.
Leaders in the House and Senate say they support raises for teachers, but they haven't come forward with specifics. Lawmakers will begin reviewing the governor's proposal today. During the session, both the House and the Senate will come up with their own budget proposals before coming to a final compromise. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.